The UNHCR's report says the dynamics of poverty, food insecurity, climate change, conflict and displacement are increasingly interconnected and mutually reinforcing, driving more and more people to search for safety and security. POND gives a breakdown of the 82.4 million, which is a 4% increase from 79.5 million in 2019.
It comprises a mixture of refugees, asylum seekers, and internally displaced people, as well as some stateless people. Now, the largest number, the largest proportion within there are people displaced within their own countries. That's 48 million, and they are the largest increase as well. In fact, two-thirds of the people who fled did not cross an international border.
She says some of the internal displacements may have been caused by efforts to contain the pandemic, as 160 countries closed their borders last year. 99 of those nations made no exception for people seeking protection.
Travel restrictions, border closures, and the suspension of asylum processes did lead to the biggest drop in new asylum claims since records began in 2000.
The UNHCR's report says in Africa, where over 6.5 million refugees have been recorded, Somalia and Yemen continued to be hotspots. In the Sahel region, nearly three-quarters of a million people were newly displaced. In the Democratic Republic of Congo, atrocities carried out by armed groups led to UNHCR partners documenting the killings of more than 2,000 civilians. In Ethiopia, more than 1 million people were displaced within the country during the year, while more than 54,000 fled the Tigray region into eastern Sudan. In northern Mozambique, hundreds of thousands escaped deadly violence, with civilians witnessing massacres by armed groups in several villages, including beheadings and abductions of women and children.
Children are heavily and disproportionately affected by forced displacement around the world. To put it in context, while children account for 30% of the world's population, girls and boys under the age of 18 account for 42% of all forcibly displaced people worldwide.
With a theme this year of Together We Heal, Learn and Shine, UN officials are pressurizing states to seek solutions and share the responsibility for refugees and not just leave it on the shoulders of low and middle income countries, which host 86% of the world's refugee population.
We're calling on world leaders to act, to arrest and begin to reverse the trend of soaring displacement that we've seen over the last decade around the world. We call on leaders to put their differences aside and to step up their efforts to foster peace and stability and a sense of cooperation.
With their reported figure translating to above 1% of the world's population, or 1 in 95 people being forcibly displaced, the UNHCR will be hosting heads of state in Geneva in December to discuss progress toward pledges already made. This is Vicky Stark for Voice of America News in Cape Town.